in the limelight.
According to an analysis by Richard Head, published by The Guardian in 2019, Chevron is responsible for more carbon emissions since 1965 than any other investor-owned fossil fuel company. We have prepared an article for you in this regard, written by Katie Mulvey Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Several Ways Chevron Imperils Climate, Human Rights, and Racial Justice. Here's more. Although we are barely one quarter into 2021, multiple forces are squeezing Chevron for the preventable harm it is inflicting on the global climate. The company is also being dragged for its greenwashing, its role in perpetuating racial injustice in the United States, and its violations of indigenous people's rights. Campaigners are calling for votes against both the board chair and the lead independent director on the basis of failures to oversee climate performance. Last year, a majority of Chevron shareholders rebuked corporate leadership by demanding increased disclosure of the company's climate lobbying. According to an analysis by Richard Head, published by The Guardian in 2019, Chevron is responsible for more carbon emissions since 1965 than any other investor-owned fossil fuel company. In early March, Chevron announced new climate goals and published a new climate report, which said Chevron intends to reduce its global warming emissions by about 5% over the next 7 years. Underwhelming, to say the least. Food dragging on climate policy. Chevron's climate-related policy positions are as pathetic as its emissions reduction goals. In February, when Chevron issued a report on climate lobbying in response to last year's shareholder vote, the company falsely claimed that its positions line up with the Paris Agreement. Climate Action agrees that Chevron's lobbying is not Paris-aligned. From that deception, it was an easy sidestep for Chevron to give a seal of approval to each of the trade associations to which it belongs, including the American Petroleum Institute, API. Earlier this year, French oil and gas company Total withdrew from the API over the lobbying group's lack of support for the Paris Agreement. API has done some fancy footwork since Total's departure, including releasing a new climate action framework. But the latest greenwashing by a group with a decades-long history of climate disinformation deserves its own blog. For now, check out this story on recent research by the Stanford University scholar Ben Franta. Chevron now publishes a list of trade associations to which the company pays more than $100,000 in annual dues. But trade associations aren't the only industry groups through which fossil fuel giants wield influence over climate policy. Take the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, a bill mill that has opposed renewable energy and emissions reduction policies at the state level. As far as we can tell, Chevron has not joined Shell, BP, and ExxonMobil in severing ties with the ALEC. While Chevron's climate actions are decidedly understated, its climate ads are dangerously overstated. That's why Earthworks, Global Witness, and Greenpeace USA represented by Richmond Law and Policy, filed a greenwashing complaint to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, against Chevron. The complaint argues that Chevron's ads are unlawfully deceptive because they overstate the company's investment in renewable energy and its commitment to reducing fossil fuel pollution. The groups are asking the FTC to require Chevron to remove the ads, refrain from placing similar ads in the future, and face relevant penalties. See how UCS scientists reacted to one of Chevron's deceptive ads back in 2018. With greenwashing attracting unwelcome attention, fossil fuel clients could become a liability for public relations firms. And some ad agencies are already starting to back away, as they did from the tobacco industry. After tweeting that Black Lives Matter during racial justice protests in June 2020, Chevron faced scrutiny over the harm it has inflicted and continues to inflict on communities of color near its facilities in Richmond, California, and elsewhere around the world. Faith and values-based investors submitted a shareholder proposal requesting that Chevron commission an independent third-party report analyzing how the company's policies, practices, and the impacts of its business perpetuate racial injustice and disparately impact people of color. The SEC ruled that Chevron could prevent shareholders from considering the proposal on the basis that it relates to the company's legal strategy and could harm its defense in ongoing litigation and thus interfere with its ordinary business. In Chevron's case, ordinary business means burning fossil fuels like there is no tomorrow, and the litigation in question seeks to hold Chevron and other fossil fuel polluters accountable for climate damages and fraud. Or, as Chevron's legal team at Gibson Dunn put it in the SEC filing, the alleged resulting injuries, including the alleged harmful impacts of climate change on the communities of color. Indeed, many of these legal complaints, including those filed by Charleston, South Carolina, Upcombe, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Delaware, Minnesota, and most recently Annapolis, Maryland, emphasize how climate impacts hurt low-income communities and communities of color first and worst. The proposal that won't be put to a shareholder vote next month also called for an examination of how Chevron's public policy advocacy aligns with respect for civil rights. While Chevron professes support for Black Lives, Global Witness found that the company gave over 4 times more funding to politicians who fail to uphold voting rights than to those who do. And back to ALEC here. The group is crafting model legislation and lobbying to roll back voting rights in dozens of states to a level not seen since the end of Reconstruction. Rollbacks recently passed in Georgia will disproportionately affect Black voters. ALEC is also behind critical infrastructure laws that target indigenous and environmental activists protesting oil and gas pipelines. Nearly a decade ago, indigenous people and farmers won a $9.5 billion judgment against Chevron over deadly pollution from oil and gas production in the Ecuadorian Amazon, dating back to the 1980s. Not only does Chevron refuse to pay to clean up its mess and address the ongoing health crisis it created, the company and its lawyers at Gibson Dunn, remember them from SEC challenges, are blocking access to justice for the affected communities. Chevron has engaged in a ruthless, unprecedented, and sustained attack on the Ecuadorian plaintiff's attorney. These examples actually illustrate a stunning array of corporate abuse, deception, and misconduct by one of the world's largest and most powerful corporations. They also provide incredible opportunities for cross-sector, cross-issue organizing, and campaigning to hold Chevron accountable as it prepares to face its stockholders.